You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves or they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for a son and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 score to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace.
Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us.
For a Thursday show.
Yeah, it's a long week.
This is a long week.
It has been a long week, that's all I'm going to say.
It has been a long week.
But how are you doing?
I'm good. Excited to be alive, yes, as usual.
Thank you guys for joining us yet again.
Appreciate you, you know.
Quick roll call. I see Compton in the building. Chester, PA. What's this? Atlanta, Memphis, New Orleans. Okay.
Okay. All right. I like.
All right. Greensville.
All right.
Charlotte, North Carolina. Shouts out. Nebraska, Omaha. Okay.
All right.
Thank you guys for joining us. Now, real quick.
The Bay Area is in the building. Okay, Naptown.
Real quick. We have Odyssey on the boards tonight.
Odyssey's on the boards. We can clap that up. Vacation.
Yes, well-deserved vacation.
Mama Dottie's on a well-deserved vacation. So won't be a lot of trickery. Won't be a lot of camera trickery.
No, we got to keep it simple.
We're going to keep it simple.
Got to keep it simple.
You can hear us. We'll play our commercials, of course, because we're obligated to do that.
Yeah.
And you got an intro, you'll get an outro. That'll pretty much be it.
Yeah.
So if we mention somebody's name, imagine what they would look like
on the screen.
On the screen.
Man. Before we get started, again, if you are interested in learning how to build, you know, your family business, your online business.
Yeah, a lot
business.
Of people have been inquiring. We've been building up a great membership already. So, a free webinar.
Yes, on Wednesday, May 4th. You can sign up in the description below. and it'll be free. You come, we learn, and then it'll be a series of them. So I'm excited.
Yeah, every Wednesday we're going to do this at 8 p.m. Because a lot of people are at that stage where they're ready to take the next leap and they don't know where to go. And we want to be a part of that process. And it's totally free for you to log in once a week, get some information, ask some questions. So the link is in the description below. For those of you who are already doing amazing business, the same for you. This is for those who go like, you know what? Now is the time to make that next leap. And I just need some answers, you know, some questions answered. And of course, we have our full course that you can get at urbanx.nyc/family. That's if you're ready to just go right in.
Yeah.
You already crossed your T's and dot your I's. We're giving four courses for the price of one. We're the only ones doing that.
It's really five.
But it's really five because we want you to be able to succeed and know that once you start a podcast, your next step is going to be a YouTube channel. Once you start a YouTube channel, your next step is to be able to transcribe what you said into ebooks because you got to be able to keep repurposing process. Mm-hmm. Once you really build a great following, you want a merch line if it helps develop your brand. So we just put all of that in a gumbo and said, go get it.
Thanks. All right, so let's get started.
Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Side note, I heard Leslie's commercial 3 or 4 times.
That's dope, yeah.
This week. And I felt proud, and that's my girl.
Yeah.
She's in there doing it.
So on Monday's show, at the end of the show, the Nets were playing, and they got bumped from the playoffs first round. They got swept by the Boston Celtics. And as a result of that, obviously the whole sports world had a lot to say about, you know, the Brooklyn Nets and underachievers and busts and things like that. Stephen A. Smith was one of the more vocal ones. He said a lot of stuff about Kyrie Irving, who's a friend of the show. Shout out to Kyrie.
Shout out to Kyrie.
What did you think?
Stephen A. Smith is getting on my nerves. This whole catapult a sports analyst to become the voice of these athletes is getting on my nerve. You know, especially for somebody like Stephen A. Smith, who never played professional sports.
Yeah.
He played some college ball and blew his knee out or whatever. He doesn't know what it's like being in the trenches, in a locker room, trying to win a title, hitting a game-winning shot to win a title. So I respect his general analogy on what he sees. But he seems to really, really, when it comes to these black athletes, take it a step further. He put LeBron James in a hot seat. First of all, he did that to the guy Brown.
Who are you talking about?
Years ago.
Kwame?
The number one, Kwame. Let's
Kwame
start
Brown.
There.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Remember, he was on a college tour telling you that this guy Kwame was a bust because I believe the colleges paid him to do that so that kids wouldn't get the idea to leave school early. And he really made an ass of himself doing it because this black man was just trying to earn a living. Let's just keep that a buck. And along the way, whenever there's black athletes, he really, really goes hard on these black athletes. And these white athletes, he seems to, you know, do this and that. So lately, once this pandemic thing started, his initial stance, this is Stephen A's stance. I'm not too sure. I'm still doing my research because he was doing research and apprehensive. And once they told him, you don't work here if you don't.
Yeah.
So he did it. And I didn't like his very next chess move was to tell LeBron, hey, LeBron.
I got it. You get it. I was like, whoa.
I got it. I was apprehensive just like you. But now, because I'm no longer apprehensive, come on, brother. What you gonna do? What does him getting a shot have to do with you unless they put you up to that? Because they need the most influential artists and athletes to do this to push their agenda. Now, Kyrie Irving is one of the very few. He wasn't the only. But because he plays in New York City,
which it was mandated, like actually.
Which it was mandated,
it, yeah.
He received the most scrutiny, but he made a decision. It was a life decision based on the things we know now, right? This was a life decision. And if you asking him to choose basketball over life, you out of your goddamn mind. Stephen A. Smith was making it seem like you letting your basketball team down. And without Kyrie stepping too far over the line and wanting to say, dude, this is about life. I did my research. You know what I'm saying? They didn't even do their research on this. And in a few years, you're going to see the results. I'd rather not. I'd rather think about my life after the game of basketball.
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith wore, not just Stephen A. Smith, but he was one of the main culprits who wore
Kyrie
out over a game of basketball.
When Stephen A. does it, it kind of gives the green light for everybody else too.
Right.
It's like, oh, he because, said it.
And he intellectually says it.
Yeah.
So long story short, you know, obviously Kyrie had an up and down season because he chose life over basketball, mm-hmm. and basketball became secondary, which it should be. And they didn't have the cohesiveness as a normal team would have had. And Boston took full advantage of that. You know what I'm saying? And wiped them out. You know what I mean? As a result of that, Stephen got right on his soapbox and basically blamed Kyrie for letting his team down. Right? So on the surface, if you're a surface gazer, yeah, he let his team down. But if you do your research and know what this shit is about, come on, son. It was a no-brainer.
And it's a game, bro. Like, it's a... You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, we take sports very seriously. Like, the NFL draft is happening right now, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
And their lives about to change. Like, those kids, those dudes about to get drafted, their lives are literally about to change. Their families' lives are about to change. But at the end of the day...
We're talking about a fucking game.
It's a game.
You dribbling a ball.
Like, when your team wins a championship, you don't get nothing.
You don't get nothing. And then they just hit the reset button.
The city doesn't get nothing.
And start the shit all over again. Yeah. So, he went in, and so Kyrie must have made some comments. I read them.
Yeah, he went on his rant basically about just how, you know, degrading black athletes is a billion-dollar industry.
Yes. And a lot of these corporate entities are behind them tearing down black athletes in particular. Mm-hmm. Now, even Jamie Foxx got at Stephen A. Smith.
Yes.
And Stephen A. Smith tried to soften the blow. Jamie's my man. And we talked before I got on the air. And he tried to soften that blow. But Jamie was like, yo, dude, why are you coming at these? This dude, he was talking about Ben Simmons in reference to, because he said Ben Simmons is the worst athlete in the history of the game. Now, what if Ben Simmons does have mental illness?
Right. Yeah.
Right? Right. He truly does. And he's having a hard time. The anxiety of the moment of you throwing him into a game four with the season on the line may have sent his anxiety through the roof. Now, the basketball fan don't want to hear that. They want to hear him and get out there and play. So what if he does have mental issues and is mental unstable? And for Stephen A. Smith to come out and say, this is the worst athlete in the history of sports? Come on, Jamie Foxx is like, you're taking that shit way too far.
Yeah.
This man has got a family. He's got friends. He's got his own life. And for you to say that, Stephen A. Smith, like, who the hell are you? With your fucking hairline way back, your half moon fucking hairline, and only played remedial college ball. So what, you got a college degree? The hell does that mean? You know what I'm saying? They sick him out there. You know what I'm saying? Because he told Kyrie, oh, right now I'm just about the NFL draft. But I'm gonna let it saute for 24 hours. And when I get at you, like, who are you? It's time for these dudes to get smacked in their mouth. I'm just keeping it a beam. Like, cause like you where do you draw the line to say enough is enough of this?
Yeah. You know what?
At least Shannon Sharp is a Hall of Fame player.
Yeah.
So he know what it's like to be in the trenches.
Right.
And he don't go that far. You know what I mean?
Shannon's had, he has his moments lately.
He has
lately.
His moments, but he is a Hall of Fame
That's very true.
Player who's been in the trenches. So if he criticizes an athlete to a certain degree, and he's usually fair, he'll go over the line a little bit, but I find him to be fair. Stephen A. Smith is a political figure now.
No, and
covering sports.
That's what happened. When First Take started to lean into like political, like, situations that were happening in sports, I think that's where they saw, like, the biggest boost.
Yes.
So he just kind of leaned all the way in on it.
Right, because and, you understand if something major happens in the world, sports stops.
Right.
And they still got to sell tickets. Mm-hmm. So that's when they put these analysts in position to become politicians and activists. Nigga, just give me the score and tell me what you saw. But if you played the game, I'm even more intrigued because I'm like, okay, he played the game. He know what this situation. If you ain't played the game, like Skip Bayless is another one. The absolute worst who made an entire career off of riding LeBron James nuts. His whole career.
He made millions.
So it's clever, but he's never even. And Jalen Rose is the only one who got at him when he was on ESPN to call him Water Pistol Pete.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you ain't never played a game. So shut up.
Yeah.
So we understand that this is all theater and it's all for the cameras because Stephen A. Smith ain't ready to see nobody. You know what I'm saying? He ain't ready to see Kyrie in his face. So none of them dudes that you talking shit about. So stay in your lane. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And I used to have a little bit more respect for Stephen A. When he was introducing vocabulary words because me, I would use that with Eli. Mm-hmm. What did he mean, Eli? Mm-hmm. And this and that. And now you've crossed the line to where like you hold more weight than the artists. I mean, than the athletes.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
All right.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So Derek Chauvin, the former cop who was convicted for killing George Floyd back in 2020, he remember last year he got convicted of murder.
Yes.
Right? Now he is asking the court to reverse his conviction, and he's asking for a new trial and everything, new venue and everything, because apparently he's saying that somebody on the jury was scared for their life if they didn't. So they're playing media games. They're playing political law games and things like that, which I'm not going to lie.
I'm not mad.
I'm actually not even surprised it took this long. You know what I'm saying? I thought they was going to come right after.
Well, maybe he's sitting around. They wanted to calculate their next move.
Yeah.
Because you ain't got nothing but time on your hand. Mm-hmm. You doing life. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever the case may be.
That too.
So you might as well throw something out there
to
see if a technicality sticks.
But like I was saying, he did get convicted. And we talked a couple shows ago about like the ball just keeps like bouncing our way when it comes to these convictions.
Yeah.
Like the people who are getting locked up are just getting locked up.
You know, Trump hired 300 judges.
Who?
Donald Trump.
Okay.
That are anti-mandate judges.
Oh.
And I'm not saying that's the reason that we've been getting a lot of favor, but these 300 or so judges he put in place is the reason you don't have to wear a mask on a plane no more.
Mm.
And you know, a lot of different small things so that may have something to do with understanding how the judicial system works.
Okay.
Could be. Maybe. That's the when you want to know about the unknown, we study. No, that's the only change I saw over the last 4 or 5 years because we've been winning these cases. It's been really
weird. Like cases,
and that doesn't mean they're not racist.
Yeah. Cases I swore, I'm like, this is going to go the other way. Like,
right. I want people to understand these are patriots. So you just fall under being a patriot because you're here. These people might still be racist, but they believe in the Constitution fully. And they're willing to support the Constitution. And as a byproduct of that, sometime we win.
Right.
But it has nothing to do with them liking you. So don't get in your emotions about any of that, but take the wins when they come.
Yeah. So what do you think is going to come as a result of the appeal?
I think it's just going to be a lot of red tape and he's going to stay in jail.
I think so too.
It was too much of a monumental case for him to be able to walk. First of all, that's not even him. But let's not even get into all of that shit, right? So it's too much of a monumental case for a technicality. Because if that was the case, what was her name? Griselda.
Jelaine.
Griselda, Jelaine. That sounds the same.
No, it doesn't. It sounds nothing alike. Well, go ahead.
Odyssey, Jelaine. No. Okay. Anyway, that bitch. She didn't win. And we thought she had a really good chance of winning. Because homie was like.
Yeah.
And she didn't win. But she still hasn't revealed. They convicted her of child sex trafficking, but they ain't reveal none of the culprits.
None of the customers.
None of the customers.
Yeah.
So that's why, had they did that, that might have happened to open up another can of worms. We've already moved by that. Look, boo, that happened a long time ago.
You got caught.
Let's keep it moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he's going to stay in jail too, so.
Or his representative will be in jail. Homie is on an island somewhere chilling.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So Fauci was in the news the other day, and if he's not talking about, like, you know, that the CDC should have more control over, you know, what we do out in public, like he's talking about the mask mandates on planes and stuff like that. He was completely disgusted that a judge was able to rule that down.
Yeah, so you mean the CDC, which is not a government entity per se, you want them to have the final say because that gives you basically direct control to label this a pandemic or not.
Right.
And he just recently decided...
We're out of the pandemic phase.
We're out of the pandemic phase.
Now...
He's gone. This is it.
Mind you,
you can get back to your life.
I think a majority of people in the country knew, like, mid-2021, that this was in the pandemic. Like, just...
Yeah.
Like, you get what I'm saying? So now we're at a pandemic phase, and that's really significant because so many of the mandates, so many of the changes that happened were under the guise of an emergency world-ending pandemic. So we're able to do this, do that, do this, do that, because the world is ending, we're in a pandemic, and that's, you know.
Right, absolutely. So wording is everything in this situation.
Yes.
Who, I'm just curious, who had the authority?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the NIH or the CDC to say, we are in a pandemic? If it was the CDC, that's way too much power for a center disease control.
None of those people are elected either.
This is what I mean. That should go across a panel of esteemed people of authority. And the voting should say, based on the information that we've all gathered, a 30-3 vote says this is a pandemic.
And then even...
Because then I can hold all of you accountable.
Right.
If it's one person, like, who knows if that person is even mentally stable?
And then, what was I going to say about the, and then, I forget, damn, you made me lose my thought. You cut me off.
Sorry about that.
Yes.
I do that a lot.
Yeah, you do.
And it's sad.
Yes.
The people be complaining.
Yes, they do.
And I don't know what to do about it, because you got to talk faster.
Yeah. But like I was saying, it's, and that's what I was going to say. So the pandemic versus the epidemic thing. Remember when this whole thing first started, we were scheduled to like have like how many millions of people that have died. Now, years later, when they corrected the death stats, they correct the, you know, with the comorbidities, they correct the hospitalizations from COVID or with COVID. When they correct all that stuff, we should have been out of the quote unquote pandemic stage way longer ago.
But they had to make their money, among other things.
Speaking of, Moderna is asking for emergency use to use the jab on 6 months from kids 6 months to 5 years old.
That's ridiculous.
Now, again, we're out of the pandemic stage. It's not an emergency anymore. If you look at the stats between those ages, 6 months to 5 years old, when it comes to deaths, hospitalizations, it's not even a blip.
But this is going to be the new norm.
No, so is this a quick cash grab? Like,
and not only that, they probably got some leftover shots they need to get rid of. I want to shout out the Stevenson family out in the ATL. They watching. I'm a friend, Kelly, Casey, TT, and Keisha.
Shouts out.
You know, Mama Don is out there. They doing the whole thing up.
Yeah.
Shouting them out. They're watching, you know.
Yes.
So be on your good behavior, because Mama Fran is a little older. Watch your language and watch the things you say. Because you're my son. I want to make sure they know we raised you right.
Right.
Leave all the cursing and shit up to me. you stay focused. All right. You know, just keeping it a bean. Hope everyone is enjoying the show. But back to these issues. This is a money grab.
Mm-hmm.
I see... Magic Johnson.
Oh yeah.
Has said,
yeah,
the one person who helped him most during his HIV
diagnosis
and, you know, was Fauci.
That's gross.
Isn't that gross?
Yeah, that is.
That goes to show you how long Fauci has been in the mix.
Yeah.
I told y'all. This is more theater than you can possibly imagine. Not one person came forward and said, Magic Johnson gave me this.
Yeah, watching Wintertime. He giving it up.
He giving it up. Not one, his wife didn't have it. Not one chick came out to Clear Blue just on a money grab.
Yeah.
Come on. You know, as a money grab, chicks would have been a lot. Not one person. And y'all believe that man had HIV and AIDS? All right. Okay now.
Yes.
Okay.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
And yo, what's funny about the Magic and Fauci thing is just like now, you know, like I just mentioned Winning Time and stuff like that. So now like Magic's kind of back in it. And then when you kind of, I feel like when you remind people how long Fauci's been at it.
It's a long time, bro.
That should send off antennas. Like he's always in something.
And
like
he was the centerpiece.
Yeah.
Even to declare that dangerous. He said kids can catch that shit.
Yeah, if you close proximity.
Go back to them tapes.
Listen, happened. He says airborne. It could be airborne.
He said it could be
airborne.
The same dude. This is the same character.
Well, people are now actually putting a montage together of the way he's, of how his narrative has changed.
But I think they need to go all the way back to then and see the crazy shit he said then. And how, you remember, he's been in, I think he's been the head of the, what is he the
NIH.
Head? NIH. Since 1984. Mm. And during that time, the cancer rates, the ADH rate, everything has gone up 500% because he allowed all of those GMOs. That's his job, to say we can't allow this in food. He allowed all of them. That to me, somebody needed to do the research on pharmaceuticals. Now, we know they've always been around. I believe the 1991 scam demic of Magic Johnson is what opened the floodgates for pharmaceuticals to become the multi-trillion dollar businesses that they are.
Okay.
He became the poster boy and face for a product. See, you gotta look, you're looking at this wrong. You're looking at it from an emotional standpoint. Oh, he contacted this. No, he was the biggest star in sports, who just lost the title to the next man to take the mantle. In the movie Winning Time, they show him sitting down with the assistant commissioner, David Stern, at the time, and them concocting a plan to make him and Bird the evil good guy, West Coast, East Coast heart. They were concocting this.
I mean, he called it a Vader.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
He laid it all out there, and it played out exactly like that. And this is when you knew this was going to become a multi-billion-dollar industry, because prior to that, the games was on tape delay. You watch a few games. Dr. J may have been the only, but it wasn't selling. It was dudes doing cocaine at halftime, smoking cigarettes, coming out drinking cold beers and shit, fighting. The fights was crazy. They was dumping. This shit was crazy, right? He became that first true sponsor, right? And I believe, and I can't prove this, that the pharmaceutical company from that point on never looked back. Because what did they have? They had the AZT already ready. They had that ready, and they flooded the community with the AZT, and there was a lot of false positive negatives, and the AZT was compromising people's immune system because it was liquid chemo that they no longer had use for, and the rest, as we know it, is history. He became the ambassador for a product and for a way of life. We all went and got tested. I told you. I started calling chicks from way back. Hey, you got the cough. You got sneeze, cough, fever, diarrhea, sweats, none of that. And we all went and got, the whole world went and got tested. Not when Arthur Ashe got it in 84, because he got it from a blood transfusion.
What about Eazy-E?
Not when Liberace. This was later. That was 94.
Oh, that's right.
That's after.
Okay, so
it became a little bit more common when Eazy had it.
Got it.
But prior to that, in 84, the only black person we knew was Arthur Ashe, but he got it from a blood transfusion. Mm. So we was like, we good. It was known for intravenous drug users.
Gay people.
We good. Liberace came down with that shit. We good. Because he was flaming, you know, Cheetos. So we was like, oh, we good. You know how black people... Same thing happened when this first started.
Right? Oh, that's right. Doesn't that feel like so long ago?
The same thing happened. We was like, oh, nah, monkey disease.
Yeah.
Nah, black people, we good.
Yeah.
And then, so understand these things repeat themselves.
Yeah.
I already told you the ritual of 91 and 2001 with a guy named Irving.
2021.
Yeah, Irving Magic Johnson and Fauci. They didn't want to let him play in the NBA. Here comes Irving, you know what I'm saying, Kyrie Irving, and Fauci and them are trying to get him to get the goddamn thing. This is a 30-year ritual, same players, they move some pieces around, and they ritualistically lay it out for you to see it from time to time. Mm. Side note, I put up a post today that said blue and yellow equals green, so the Golden State Warriors will either lose to the Bucks or the Celtics. And people curse me out.
Yeah. People's like, go to back to bed.
They said, go to bed. Stop with this bullshit.
Well, that's not crazy. But like, blue and yellow has been just in like this year's colors.
This is my point. And
when it comes to Ukraine,
and Larry Johnson, the former NFL player, went in deep with it. All the way back to Nipsey Hussle.
Mm-hmm.
That Crenshaw shirt.
Right.
The blue and yellow. Right?
Right.
Then you see we had the Rams.
Yeah.
Somebody told me they lost $1,500 on me. Don't do that. Right? The Rams, the blue and yellow.
Yes.
Then it led to this Ukraine situation. Where is
blue and yellow flags in everybody's bio.
And blue and yellow, how much money have we given up for the Ukraine shit?
Bro.
That's green. Is the money green?
Yes.
Technically?
Yes.
All right, now. Right,
$13 billion already, and then Biden is trying to send another $33 billion over.
Right.
Yo, that is the most, that is the slickest.
Now, the Sonic Hedgehog movie is out.
Yes.
It's one blue hedgehog and one gold hedgehog.
No, he turned gold.
Okay.
Yes.
And they after Jim Carrey and he's green. And they're fighting the Emerald Tablet. I'm just showing you the connection between the blue, the yellow.
That don't sound right.
And the shit, blue and yellow equal green.
No, I know that, but I'm just talking about the movie. I don't think that was. But yeah.
Dude.
Dad.
Dude, I'm trying to put some pieces together for you.
You're right. My fault.
No. Shut your mouth.
My fault.
So, no. Remember, linear minds think in straight lines.
You're right.
Don't think in straight lines. You got to move your shit around. You got to weave your shit around this. Right? So, if blue and yellow equal green, the only one team in the NBA is wearing blue and yellow. That's Golden State Warriors.
In Cali again.
In Cali.
Yeah.
And the only other teams in the West, in the East, that's wearing green is either Bucks or the Celtics. Now, don't bet no money on that. One dude said, I bet $1,500 because you told me, what's the quarterback name from Cincinnati?
Burrow.
Burrow is a year with a tiger. He was the tiger. And then another tiger. Dot, man. I'm like, don't do that shit. Don't do that. Just let's have some fun with this shit. See where this shit go.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's a blue, yellow equals green.
But real quick before you go to commercial break, Biden's trying to send another $33
billion. $33
billion. Mind you, the whole week, right? People have been mad at Elon Musk for buying Twitter the entire week. Everybody keep going, with $45 billion, he could have stopped world hunger. He could have end homelessness in the United States. Your government is using your tax dollars.
Yeah.
To just launder money that he's trying to make his friends rich. Because what are they doing with that money?
Yes.
They sent, I think, $13 billion over to Ukraine already.
Yes.
Yes. What's the show for? One, they're losing the war. They know they're going to lose.
All right. And then I want to give you the secret sauce of that because I don't give a fuck.
That too.
Right. Here's what I mean by that. People saying, why they keep sending so much to Ukraine? Because the same people who are from Ukraine are the same people who migrated to Israel. It's the same people.
Oh, yes.
That's the secret sauce of that. So how much money do we give to Israel? Mm. So we're giving this money to Ukraine. It's just giving it to the four people of Israel. Now we're going to break and think about if this show will be here when you get back.
We'll be right back.
I don't give a shit.
And we are back.
And we are back, and thank you for supporting us and supporting our
advertisers.
Advertisers, if you're in your car, give me the honk twice. Thank you. Appreciate it. Lord knows you are correct. Talking about the Ashkenazi Jews and the Polish people, they support one half of them fuckers. I believe it's the Ashkenazi Jews. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are the ones.
Yeah, that's like literally like just putting money from one pocket to the other.
That's all it is, bro.
Like if I have my friends that's working in this, they own the construction company. I'm a city official. I'm just like, yo, just give them the grant.
And they're going to kick some money back to me.
Yeah, that's it. That is literally
dude, that's what this is all about.
Yeah, they did an audit, I think, on Joe Biden. He had like $5 million of just unexplained money. Yeah.
And that's what they found.
Yeah.
If they would have dug, they'd probably be like, yo, bro.
And they have records now showing that he did meet some of Hunter Biden's quote-unquote business partners, which he said he had no business. He had no dealings with Hunter Biden's business and stuff like that.
Dude,
while he was in the White House, while he was sitting vice president, as a matter of fact.
Dude, if I got $10,000 extra, the IRS going to be like, bro, you got the answer, $10,000.
Yeah.
Dude, so don't tell me. And side note, your man Biden is really bugging.
Yo.
He told homie he was a truck driver.
Yes.
He was talking to some dudes. I was like, yeah, I used to be a truck driver.
Yeah. He was a tenured professor.
A tenured professor.
He's a truck driver.
Yo, he just be making shit up as he go along. I like it. Yeah. Yo. Just be whoever you want to be.
He must have some word today during the press conference where he just kind of like gave up. He was just like... the Russian,
because
I was just like, yo, we let him on in public. We let him outside.
Yeah.
Well, real quick. Speaking of sending money from one pocket to the other, Harvard, they committed $100 million to redress its complexity with slavery. Now,
Harvard University. Okay.
Right. So now you think about that, you're like, oh snap, they committed $100 million. What does that mean? All they're doing is giving money to themselves to research their connection to it. Yes.
And they won't find anything.
Yeah.
After the $100 million.
Or they will, and they just
after the $100 million is gone, we found nothing. We found nothing to incriminate us.
Yeah.
Wow, that is brilliant, man. We're in the wrong business.
Yeah. We gotta just start.
Yeah, no, it's just
yeah.
Creating some kind of weird, you know, fictitious shit. Cause this is crazy.
Like, that's nuts. I'm going to read some from the article. It says, the university's attempt to reckon with its past is detailed in a report titled Harvard and the Legacy of Slavery, which documents how the slave trade in the 17th and 18th centuries comprised a vital part of the New England economy and powerfully shaped Harvard University. Again, nothing we don't already know, especially with these first, like, really, really prominent universities like Harvard,
absolutely.
Like those kind of universities.
Absolutely.
And then it says the report makes plain that slavery in America was not by no means defined by the South, which we knew that. And, you know, they're just paying themselves basically to research themselves.
Yeah.
That's like investigating yourself. Like, I ain't really find nothing.
Yeah. With the FBI is investigating themselves.
Yeah.
They do it all the time and they rarely find anything.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Real quick, I saw this. Somebody sent this in our community in our membership. Don't forget to join our membership. But Rhode Island, they are proposing a bill in the Senate bill that aims to fine tax-eligible residents if they are not jabbed.
So, okay.
Mind you, and this is the thing. This is the thing, right? This is 2022. This is going into May. Fauci just said we're not in a pandemic anymore. Things like that. But, like, they're still going out of their way.
Because the train is already on the track, bro. Now, because most people have already, you know, succumbed to the conditions provided. Once you, listen, once you on the grid, once we buy you, dude, it's like you almost have to comply because you don't know no better now. Mm. So this is becoming the normal. Now, listen, I was vaccinated as a kid. We didn't think much twice, you know, twice about it. They're going to make this so normal that you just go down and just get your vaccine. You know what I mean? Yeah. Get your vaccine on. And now each state will have its own ability to make up laws. Like if you're a taxpaying citizen, what they going to do?
Yeah, like they're going to come door to, like how? Like
yeah, yeah. They start coming door to door. I'll be at the pearly gates.
Somebody said a new panty is coming. Yo, here's the thing. A lot of what's happening now, I don't think they'll be able to run the same play the same way again.
Right.
So now if a new virus comes out, people would have to see people dying on the street. Like they would have to, that's the only way because you telling me, I know how CNN's business model works. I know they get, you know, ratings based off how many, you know what I mean? I know they were, you know, messing with the death counts based on the COVID. So people are going to have like way more educated questions to ask the next time.
Watch this. Let's say if you already got the jabbity jab, that now through 5G technology or whatever, they can just randomly drop people.
That'd be crazy.
So real movie, real people die in a fake movie.
That would be crazy.
That would be, you niggas would be in lock.
Yeah, people would be fighting.
Why is this line not moving fast enough?
People would be fighting over
that. So that's how that would work. Mm. Remember, they do these things in tiers. So just because we can pat ourselves on the back, we made the first tier. Mm. You know, we still in Zion. You know what I'm saying? Those of us who chose not to, we still stand in our guard. But they're coming for you. And they come in, you know, and they're going to turn it up because you don't think they're just going to say, all right, well, let's just rock with the people we got. That's not how these people think.
Yo, I have a real question, right? So Democrats right now, Joe Biden, he mentioned something about, I'm skipping around. People said the Joe Biden administration was heavily thinking about canceling student loan debt.
Right, I remember that.
Right, people were happy about that. People was like, finally, because that was one of the main things he ran his campaign on was canceling student loan debt.
Right.
For a bunch of people, it's like $1.9 trillion.
That is a lot of bread.
It's crazy, right?
Yes.
So then he came out today and said he's only thinking about it up to $10,000.
Which is nothing. Which is like if you go to goddamn City College.
Right.
You know, and Elon Musk said it best. He said, a teenager can't get a $10,000 loan to start a business, but they can get a $100,000 loan to go to college. That doesn't make any sense.
The school loan process is very predatory because like the interest rates, just the amount that they give you, that's crazy, right?
And the fact that when you get out, you already owe the system so much. You never recover.
Right.
And that's what it's designed to do, to keep majority of the population riding uphill.
Right.
Even doctors come out with $300,000 in debt. You're like, what?
Yeah, so my cousin's a doctor.
And you want to know why they moving fentanyl?
Yeah.
And oxycodone on the side?
My cousin's a doctor. And she said, like, it's very common for, like, when doctors get, like, their first, like, real job, like, not residency, like, their first, like, real... They blow all of their money because they spent so long not having money.
Absolutely.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop. And even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Like she said, that's like a real common thing in the doctor
community. I'd be selling oxycodone like a month. How many do you need, sir?
Yeah.
50 pills
so
for the week.
He came out and said that he's not, you know, thinking about
pain, huh? Yeah.
He's not thinking about anything like $50,000 worth. He's not thinking about any of that. But my thing is with the Democratic Party, they're so short-sighted in just their messaging, their campaigns and everything, because it feels like they're trying to scare everybody into trying to vote for them even more when you're the ones that this horrible stuff is happening while in office. Like, y'all the ones we can place blame to. Like, why do you
think it was Lyndon B. Johnson who said, because this was around the first time we became Democrats. We were always Republican. I'll have these Negroes, voting Republican for the next 300, 400 years, something, because of the, what's the bill? The Dr. Kingdom fought for that shit.
Civil Rights Bill.
Civil Rights Bill.
Yeah.
That shit. And we were so thankful for it that now we owe our lives to Democrats. And they know they don't have to work hard.
They're the worst. I'm not gonna lie. They don't have to work hard for this. I think Democrats are the worst people on the planet. Like, I'm talking about
when y'all gonna
politicians,
figure that out?
Man. Because they don't even try to work for it. They, you know what I mean? They don't even try to, like, lie anymore. It's just like, we come... I saw there's somebody else right now trying to throw, like, a fish fry for, like, you know, because the midterms and stuff was coming up.
Yeah.
I saw that video of the... Was that the National Black Caucus? They were arm-to-arm singing, We Shall Overcome.
We Shall Overcome.
I didn't even have to click on the video and knew
what
song
it was. You saw by the way they were swaying, right? You didn't need no sound. It's that sway, bro.
Yeah.
And you go, ah. Sharpton and Chevy Shabazz. Mm-hmm. I think I saw her up there, too.
Yeah, I was just
and
like...
And they just... I'm like, you got to be knowing, like, this shit is wrong.
Yeah.
She had that look on her face like... I'm going to get killed. Like, this shit is just so wrong.
Yeah.
And then you got to sing the whole song with
them.
Yeah,
it was bad.
Them Negroes. I mean, sheesh.
Because somebody mentioned in the chat, we spoke about this on Monday, the food plants being bombed.
Yeah, strategically. And some of them they're not telling you about.
Yeah.
That are being bombed.
I heard some farmland and stuff like
that. Yeah, so it's a lot going on in this country. And then we found out some alien news, yes?
Oh, apparently, well, that's astrophysicist. He is theorizing that there's alien technology at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. He said,
which my elders taught me,
all the way at the bottom. So I don't know how they're gonna get to it.
I'm just telling you, I learned this in UFO 101 from Delbert Blair about 25 years ago. Okay,
yeah,
and sunken lands and all of this kind of stuff and all of that shit that sounded fantastic. Now their scientists are now starting to catch up and say these things going on. No, they got to remember, this is Inception. Kick a chair, drop a glass of water, turn the radio on, bounce a ball, and put that shit deep down, deep down into your super subconscious so that when the alien invasion happened, it seems like it's something you were preparing your whole life for. Okay. Yes. Yes. Go see Inception again.
That's a great movie, man.
Go see it again.
That's probably
man.
The last, like I've said, this like original movie I saw in a while.
Avatar is coming out.
Yes, it's called The Way of the Water.
The Way of the Water. Now, side note, not to get sidetracked, if you have not already seen the document, Watch the Water.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I believe it was the FDA said they are going to ban cigarettes.
Yeah, menthol cigarettes. Yeah.
Yeah, which have what? Nicotine. And I told you.
Oh, that's right.
That the nicotine, according to homie, was stopping the jibbity jab or the corona. Nicotine. I told you, I'm going to be patched the fuck up, man. Let my shit go wrong, nigga. I'm going to be patched the fuck up. Nicotine.
Oh, man, we might need to...
Is the hack.
We might need to get, like, prison in here.
Something with the medulla oblongata, some shit back there that breaks the cycle so the shit don't reach your cerebral cortex. I'm just saying all kind of fancy shit. Don't pay it no mind. And as a result, but he did say, Dr. Ardis, A-R-D-I-S, he did say nicotine. And 2 weeks later, now they're going to ban cigarettes.
Nick P, you're right. Well, go ahead.
I'm just saying.
Get Out was original. You're right.
I'm just saying. Could be a coinky dink or...
Wow. Okay, we need to stock up on cigarettes.
Yeah, nigga, I'm going to be like that. No. Be on the next show like, yeah, nigga. Yeah, you know what it is, man. A lot of shit going around on out here, but...
Somebody said, I've been smoking Newport since I was 15. That's a damn shame.
Yeah, that's damn shame. You need to... But I used to smoke Newport. I know. Them Newports... Ain't nothing like them, especially after doing a little bit of cocaine. Oh, my God. First thing I need to do is spark up motherfucking Newport. I used to pack the Newport with the cocaine. We used to call that Woolies. Or was that Coolies? One of the two. It makes it burn slow.
That's what
slow.
Happens to your brain. You forget. That's what...
Burn slow. Put that happening. Shit to tie the tip. Yeah. I used to be fucked up as a kid. I did a lot of shit as a kid.
Yeah.
Anywho. I will go back to cigarettes in a minute.
Shouts out to Leslie.
Shout out to Leslie.
Award-winning. Voiceover voice.
Right? Yes.
So, this has nothing to do with anything. It's not important. Kevin Hart is, he's unveiling his new tequila brand. It feels like everybody has their own tequila brand.
Right? I mean, monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah. But... The reason why I thought it was interesting because it feels like him and The Rock are going back and forth between like the moves that they're making, and he also just signed a like $100 million deal for his production company as well.
Oh, okay, well, yeah. All right, Kevin.
Now, it was in the spread of the magazine and stuff like that, and majority black executive team. But the CEO is white. And this is the only thing that bothered me. Just optically what bothered me. It's his company, but he's not the acting CEO, right? He's the chairman of the company, right? And they had like, I want to say like 12 like C-suite executives on the page. And he was off to the side with white dudes in the middle. But it's hard. You get what I'm saying?
The white dudes in the middle,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm just like, just optically. Like, this is your company. It's supposed to be, it's your name on the company.
Shouldn't you be in the middle?
That's what I thought.
Put that little white motherfucker down at the end.
No, he's CEO. He's CEO. Fine.
I don't give a shit.
Fine, but yeah.
Sit in between my legs, motherfucker. I own you.
Yeah.
You my bitch.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, you know, but the optics of it is important.
Yes, it is.
Now a young black kid looks at the picture of supposedly a powerful image of a black man building a company, and we see a white person in the middle.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, him and The Rock, like, The Rock has his own, like, $7 production. He has Heartbeat Productions. Rock has Energy Drink. Kevin Hart is signed with C4 Energy. The Rock has his own, like...
Okay, tit for tat.
Like, tequila, he has his own tequila now. And, I don't know if that's the way to billions, but that's clearly the path
I mean, guys are you know, taking. You know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Make it all happen.
You are tuned into the sounds. Of Urban X.
Yo, Byron Allen did an interview with Chris Paul. It's called like How They Got Here or How We Got Here, something to that effect.
Byron Allen. Byron Allen. The millionaire.
Billionaire. Right. And I'm just like, what happened to him? Like he was like all in the news at one point because and then he just wasn't.
Because he didn't need us anymore.
Yeah.
He came in, he used our voodoo.
Yeah.
And then he got what he wanted. He didn't initially get what he wanted,
yeah.
But during all of the crisis that took place, they needed token Negro. Not saying he's a token Negro. He benefited from tokenism when they had to just give black people positions, power, and money, and then he wound up getting what he wanted.
Yeah,
I don't care what he has to say about it. I still can fight. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know if he can fight, but I still can fight.
Yeah.
I'm only kidding. Let me say that because he'll tear my little show down and shit. He'll be like, you know, a little Urban X show. Just get rid of it.
This is true.
Yeah, I'll be back on the corner smoking cigarettes for real, stressed.
And real quick, somebody asked us to speak about the Tory Lanez Meg situation. We spoke about that on Monday's show.
We did. And, you know, she's getting out in front of the story. Extra, you go on, what's her name?
Gayle King.
That's you think that's a good look. That's not a good look.
No, a lot of people saw through that.
Yeah, you know that.
Well, a lot of people in the industry saw through
that. Yeah, that's not a good look at all.
People on the street is like, oh my gosh, like I'm praying for her. But yeah, people in the industry were just like,
Nah, not a good look. Not a good look at all.
So,
yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Yo, back to, we've been speaking like really heavily about the Elon Musk Twitter situation. And he's just been on Twitter trolling people. And it just, it's weird.
Is that actually him?
No, it is.
Saying, I'm going to buy Coca-Cola.
Put the cocaine back in it. Yeah. That's wow. That's his account.
I thought that was somebody being funny.
That's his account. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
And so even tagged Coca-Cola on like.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So yeah. It's really odd how much he's just kind of playing into the role of the troll of the, you know. And what's happening, what's kind of funny about it is that literally a month ago, they were telling us to fight gas prices, just buy an electric car. Who's making electric cars? He is, right? Yeah. So you're telling us to go to him because he's obviously okay. But now he bought Twitter and he is
right.
The worst thing since Donald Trump.
Yeah. And come on. These are the stories for people to talk about. And the electric car doesn't solve anything. You still need electric energy. You need fucking generators and shit. What if the electricity go out?
Right.
Now, how do I even start the damn car?
Right.
I need electricity to get electricity.
I just watched War of the Worlds the other day for the first time.
War of the Worlds. I don't think I've seen that in a while.
With Tom Cruise.
Okay, yeah.
Tom Cruise. And like nobody's car was working. Yeah, it was crazy. And somebody got killed over the car.
You need electricity to get electricity.
Yeah, it was crazy. But yeah, they keep, what's happening too with this Elon Musk Twitter stuff, with everything with identity politics now, everybody's aligning their identity with this person, right? Mm. Republicans did it with Kyle Rittenhouse when that had nothing to do with left or right. And yes. Black people just inherently saw him as racist, even though he didn't kill no black people in the process, right?
That's true.
And black people took on the fight for themselves. So right now, Democrats, aka black people, are looking at Elon Musk like he is the big problem, even though I think...
But that makes it easy. We always need a bad guy.
Not to say I trust him. I think it's funny because any criticism you give to him, you can give to anybody you like, right? So Jeff Bezos said something slick on Twitter, right? Because somebody mentioned about how much money Elon Musk gets in China, right? So he said, oh, looks like China has some leverage over the Times Square, aka Twitter. But he seems to forget all of the sweatshops he has.
He seems
to forget the Chinese government punked him into only putting up good 5-star reviews of Chinese president's books.
Yes. Is that the one who, the Chinese president who bought a jacket and said, nobody better have
that
jacket?
That's the North Korean.
Oh, okay, I get them confused. All right.
That's North Korea.
That's some gangster shit.
Yeah. He told people he like made up like yoga, something like he created just something that was just been around.
Yeah.
He has this whole like nation believing he created it and stuff like that. Like that dude is different.
Yeah, he's different.
But Elon Musk, I don't know. I don't trust it, man.
Again, there are so many layers to it.
Yeah.
I went the conspiracy route and said with the Neuralink, the SafeLink satellites, and now the interface.
That is that South Park episode, by the way.
But okay. Just, I didn't even know that.
That
see?
Is a South Park
I didn't even know that.
Not with him specifically, but being able to tweet like through your mind or something.
Yeah,
to that
yeah. So that's the route I went with it because that's the shit he really on. That's the shit that really, you know, gets him going. But it could be other things. Have you think it's going to be about freedom of speech and then he flipped the script or just to cornerstone the thought process? Because that is your intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's so many layers. But now you have a new boogeyman here in America that you can focus your energy on that people think everything is wrong with. And that's it's just an individual who I really don't give a shit about until I'm forced to get the Neuralink.
Side note, Trump's social media app, Truth Social, is actually the number one free app in the nation right now.
I thought he didn't do the app. He did the app?
He did it. It was just like when it launched, it had a bunch of glitches and stuff like that.
Okay.
I think now they're working it out, and it's number one right now.
But number one, like number one, number one?
It's over Twitter. It's over Instagram.
Interesting.
Yeah. And Sid, I didn't know that Twitter is not even the most popular app. It's not Facebook. It's not Instagram. It's TikTok. Nope.
It's Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Yeah.
They have like Snapchat. 125 million users.
It's a lot of users.
I haven't been on Snapchat in years.
I've never been on Snapchat.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the fuck I'm supposed to do over there when I get over there.
Well, it's you know, the Instagram stories, they stole that from Snapchat.
Oh.
That whole concept. Yes.
Which one is the app that the pictures disappear right away? Like Snapchat. I can send like my shit, like boom. Hey, Ma, you got 30 seconds. Yeah, poof, Snapchat. Gone. That's Snapchat?
Yeah.
Getting on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, I'm talking shit because my wife, she in Atlanta with a girl. I'm just talking shit, honey.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm bullshitting. But 30 seconds, that's that's enough time to go. Hey, boo, I see you. Anywho. I'm going to get in trouble for this. But I'm going to hire Leslie to be my mediator with her beautiful voice. Listen, Miss Dot. Black Dot did not mean those things he said. You but calm down, Mama Dot. Black Dot loves you. I'm hiring Leslie to do my voiceovers to end all my arguments. How you gonna argue with Leslie's voice?
This is true.
You're gonna be like, you know what, Leslie? You're right.
This is true.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. See, y'all gotta think out of the box. Linear minds thinking straight lines.
He's been saying this for like the past month. Like it landed hard the first time. Like okay, yeah. But then he's just throwing it in, like parsley with everything.
You know? But it's true. It's some true shit. You know.
Let's go commercial break.
Commercial break.
And,
yeah.
We shall return.
And I will call my wife right now. Yeah. And be like, look,
and apologize.
So you want to know what we do and how we do it? Well, we got a step-by-step booklet for you to get to keep your game on track.
Yes, so we are introducing the Family Business Course, right? Where we're teaching four different components on running an online family business. That's podcasting, YouTube, self-publishing, and t-shirt printing.
Right? And we also have a bonus course.
We do. We also have a bonus course teaching how to build your own membership.
Yes.
And how we were able to build our own as well. Step by step, line by line, we teach you even how to make the actual software for the membership. We teach you how to do all of that stuff.
Crazy.
Right? And an extra bonus is I threw in the ebook to Urban Excellence along with the video interviews. Never before seen the footage.
Drop the mic.
Never before seen footage. And the reason why I did that is because I want to show families the 11 stories of people who also created their own businesses as well. Who also overcame trials and tribulations as well. And I think it's all relevant to, you know, building your family business. So that's what we want you to go get.
We have a free ebook. It's absolutely free. And we have free online training, a free mini course to get you started.
Yes.
We recommend that you download, hit the link below, get the free ebook.
Yes.
Take the free training and then take that leap. And we're going to be here every step of the way.
Yes. So hit the link below and visit www.urbanx.nyc/family. Or just hit the link below.
Peace.
Peace.
What makes a great t-shirt? Is it fashion, fit, comfort? Is it what's printed on the front of the shirt? Whether it's a humorous message, political, or a social statement made to bring awareness to a noble cause? At Urban X TV, we believe that all of those things make a great t-shirt and then some. So we wanted to create a t-shirt line that was a little bolder, a little bit more challenging, one that stepped out of the boundaries. So we decided to introduce to you our not so subtle tees. It's one that speaks to the sentiments of what's going on in our environment today. It's one that will spark conversation. So log on to urbanx.nyc to pick up your not-so-subtle tees today. Or shop urbanx.com to pick up the latest in urban apparel. We thank you for your support. Peace.
And we are back.
Thank you for being with us.
Yes, yes. We appreciate everybody that is here. Don't forget to support our advertisers. We appreciate you guys.
We really do.
And go on our urbanx.nyc to, if you want to do business with any of the people who have advertised us.
That's
with
sales.
No. I'm talking about the people, like our black business directors.
Oh, yeah. You get to see all the people who have done business with us. If you want to do business with us.
Yes, that too.
Sales@urbanx.nyc. And we'll get that ball rolling for you. And don't let the fact that I'm not going to tarnish your product with my behavior. So it's what we do here.
Yeah, if you trust in the brand.
Urbanx brand.
You know what I'm trust saying? To help you out. Also, again, if you are a small business and you're looking to like gain some more traction in your business and things like that, if you're looking to start a business, you have an idea, meet us on Wednesday. May 4th at 8 p.m. Sign up in the description below so you can sign up. It's not going to be on YouTube, so.
Right.
But it's going to be a live training.
We're going to just be going through it step by step, and we're going to record everything and archive it. So wherever you get in, where you fit in.
Yes.
And we want to just get back what we've learned over the last 5 years. And if it can help you, fine. If it can't, so be it. But we believe a lot of it can help you not make mistakes that we made.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get right to the good stuff. Right to the good stuff.
All facts.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So as a result of Elon buying Twitter and everybody going crazy, a lot of people on the left are saying that they're going to abandon the site and things like that. Biden announced a Ministry of Truth, right? It's a disinformation governance board, and which is being established to combat quote unquote disinformation in the 2022 midterms.
Are you serious?
That's serious, yes.
So after they did all of that, because all of them do underhanded, backhanded stuff to get in, to persuade your thoughts, your votes, all of them undocumented people they want to let in, and say you don't need an ID, but you can vote. So now that you're in, you want to ensure that what you did don't happen to you. I love it. I love it. Yeah. That's a level of hypocrisy.
Yo, and it's so blatant at this point. And a lot of people who were getting at me for, that I knew personally, were getting at me for not wanting to vote for Biden, they can't even defend it anymore.
No, it's so blatant now that it's just like, they was having fish fries, doing the electric slide, bottles of champagne, Spike Lee, everybody to the left, to the right. Everybody was such a huge celebration. And it just goes to show you, are you seeing people crying in their cars and my kids? I'm like, really? Really?
Yeah.
And as a result.
So Ministry of, and that, I'm like, that sounds like super, super, What's that book, James Orwell? 1984?
1984, yeah.
Didn't they have something like that? Like Ministry of Truth? I know the Nazis had a Ministry of Truth.
Yeah.
Where they were controlling what's information, what's disinformation.
And they have their people in place to tell you that this is a go and this is not.
Yes.
Because it's the control of information. It's always about the control of information. Whoever controls the information controls the world.
And what was happening, too, as a result of when Elon's purchase had went through, a lot of people who were conservative or right-leaning saw massive jumps in their follow accounts, like, overnight. Like, 50,000, 20,000, like, at one whop. So they were like, y'all were clearly shadow banning them.
Clearly shadow banning. Clearly. I wish they would do that for YouTube, goddammit.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell me we ain't being shadow banned.
Yeah.
You can't tell me. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
I don't even look at the subscriptions anymore. I don't know if it's going up or down because it never moves.
Yeah. Hit the like button, though.
Yeah, do hit the like button.
Hit the like button.
Yeah.
Get your questions ready because it will not be an after show tonight.
No, it will not be.
Get your questions ready. And then on Monday, we gave you a 2-hour show.
Yeah,
two and a half hour show.
We laced y'all. We laced y'all.
Right? But Sage Steele, if you remember Sage Steele? ESPN?
I do. She has a white husband.
What did that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying. No, I say that because a lot of her rhetoric is white husband-like.
Okay, well, she's actually suing ESPN and its parent company, Walt Disney, over free speech and contract violation claims. Now, apparently, this is from the article. It says, last September, she voiced her frustrations with ESPN and Disney over the vaccine mandate and mentioned Barack Obama while discussing her racial identity. I don't know if you remember that.
I think we covered it.
We talked about that. So as a result of that, she lost her job as a result of the mandate. So she's actually suing ESPN.
So she's suing them under the guise of freedom of speech.
Yes.
She's going to lose.
Yeah.
Because once you work for these companies, you have no freedom of speech. That is, you can just go to your company and say, fuck everybody. Everybody. Fuck everybody here.
Yeah.
White man's the devil. You can't do it and expect to have a job. Now, they'll fire you. They won't say it's because of freedom of speech. But it's hard to prove that they fired her for freedom of speech. Because if that's the case, everybody who gets on that platform in front of the mic and say whatever they want to say. I hate niggas. Let's get to the sports. Imagine that shit. I really hate these niggas, but they jump really high and they run really fast. Look at this nigga right here, number 22 with this helmet. This nigga look like he was shot off a plantation. He's running. It looks like the killer dogs are after him now. That's how fast. When you run a 4-4 time, that means your family has been running from slaves. Imagine you got on the platform and said that.
No,
not only would it be politically incorrect, it's incorrect all the way around. Now, obviously, I'm being extreme when I say this, but you can't expect to be on a microphone working for Disney and ESPN, and you're going to go against company policy. So this is when I always speak about corporations rule everything around me, cream, get the money. If the corporation's policies is, we believe in the mandate. We believe everybody should get the jibbity jabbity jab. And then you come out and you're against that and we paying you millions of dollars. Now you just went against our policy.
Yeah.
So you got to go, right? All these rappers didn't say anything about anything anymore except pushing drugs.
Yeah.
Right, that's a safe thing. Even Rick Ross learned that because when he said he put the pills, she didn't even know it. They had a problem with him talking about date rape, but they didn't have a problem about all the keys he sold. That Puma or whatever the sneaker company was cool with all of that because that's the culture.
Yeah.
But when you cross those lines, well, we don't agree with date rape, but we agree with you selling drugs to your people. That's fine.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Wow.
Yeah, so it's all hypocrisy on all of these levels. Yeah. So good luck to her because she's facing a conglomerate. And if she can win.
Side note, talking about corporations, Colin Kaepernick, the Las Vegas Raiders, actually, the owner said he'd welcome Colin with open arms.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, man. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
This nigga just won't go away.
Yeah.
He got his money, he got his fame, he got his fake afro. Nigga, go away.
Yeah. Somebody said, what's up with Poland and Bulgaria getting their gas cut off from Putin for refusing to pay in rubles? Well, we discussed this. Rubles are now backed 100%
by gold
now. So, wanting everything in rubles, that kind of just strengthens the economy more. And there's another thing. I saw somewhere that somebody said they tweeted, right? They said they have a friend in Russia who they spoke to recently, and they said everything's fine over there. Like, the economy is booming. They got food. They got gas.
Yeah, and somebody just purchased a whole slew of gas from Russia. So stop fucking with CNN with that stupid shit about the economy is crumbling. Dude, wag the dog and mind your own business. That's it. Because none of that stuff is going on.
Yeah. And then, like, once you cut them off from, you know, you cut them off from YouTube, you cut them off from PayPal, and you make it to where, like, we can't see what's happening over there, then everything we say is, like, our government says is happening is looked at as Bible. Like, we see it just as true.
He who controls the information controls the people.
Yeah.
Right? And as long as they still have a stranglehold on what they can disseminate to you and what you can and cannot say,
It's always going to be, you know, we got to go back grassroots, man.
Yeah.
We got to start having lectures again with no phones, none of that stuff. Make these agents have to come back out to the street and be in the lecture.
Yo, and you know what's crazy? I think going back to like social media and stuff again, they found out that majority, like a lot of the user base numbers for a lot of these social media companies are fabricated, right? Mm. So there's a lot of bots on there just stirring stuff up.
Yes.
And if you on, like, say you on Twitter or whatever, and then somebody's name is like Malcolm1234, like, you know, that's not a real person. Absolutely. Behind that, like, that profile. That's just stoking the flames of just discord. You know,
absolutely.
Lost Knowledge said, y'all got to talk about Diddy and his allegations. I don't know if he got new allegations.
He's got new allegations, or is this the same one on the boat?
What boat?
Well, him and Trey Songz had an issue.
Or was it Chris Brown? Wasn't it Chris Brown?
Chris Brown, one of them two, with some sexual allegations. I don't know if that's what you're talking about. Fill us in. Because, you know, we be late.
Let's take some questions, guys. Did y'all talk about Tim Westwood? Yes, he got accused.
I was interviewed by Tim Westwood.
Really?
In 1991.
Wow.
That's how far Tim Westwood goes back.
Wow.
When I was in London, he was the Funkmaster Flex of radio back there. So with Tim Dog, you know, we sat down, you know, we did an interview. He's accused of some foul stuff out there.
From like seven different women. He actually stepped down from his company the other day, as a matter of fact.
Oh, recently.
Yes, he did.
And he was taking full advantage of people. So I want to give a shout out to, let me see. The brother name is Phil Roach, who celebrated his 50th birthday Sunday that just passed. His wife sent us this information late Monday, so we couldn't get in. And we also want to send a condolence to him because he lost his father a week before that. From what I understand, this guy Phil's character is up to par. He's a real good dude. He watches our show. He loves our show. So shout out to Phil. I don't want to butcher his wife's name. Chioma, dear. Shout out to you too for sending us that message.
Yes, yes.
And we hope he has another 50, you know what I'm saying, in the can to get that done. And, you know, no one understand. Dad lived a beautiful life, and we want to send out happy birthdays and condolences in the same mix.
So somebody asked this question. Remember the Catch Me Outside girl, Bad Barbie?
Yo, she made $52 million
OnlyFans,
off OnlyFans.
Yeah.
How, Sway?
Wow. One, I told you, subscription model is crazy.
First of all, is she old enough to be on?
She just was when she turned 18.
So the pedophiles waited for her to turn 18.
When she turned 18.
And so it was, they made them feel good. Is she showing? I mean,
I have no idea.
Right. Like, and she got to be, see me outside, she got to be showing something.
I have no idea.
$52 million?
$52 million, yes.
She showed receipts, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's ill,
I'm
man.
Telling you, we got to start the gray sweatpants. Start the gray sweatpants, only ladies.
Yeah.
Huh?
52
different
million,
kind of sweat. Jogging in the gym.
But that's why, why a lot of these big companies are trying to get in on the streaming game, because the subscription model and monthly recurring revenue model is crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, $53 million, that's a lot of bread, bro.
That's a lot of people who are just curious about this 18-year-old girl.
Yeah. Mind you, porn is free. You can get porn anywhere.
You can get porn anywhere, but I want to sign up to see her.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
And I'm not hating on people's money, but God damn, $52 million.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true. Well, I don't know how true it is. I did see information that Umar got a cease and desist not to be able to take donations for the school anymore.
I did see that. I don't like to cover a lot of the Umar information because I don't want to bring the Umar bots out.
Oh my God.
And they tell me, well, he's still doing a good thing. I don't want to hear all that shit. So I wish him well, whatever it is he's doing are trying to do.
Somebody said, Dot, what's your thoughts on us using the word black as a race title?
I don't want to get into the Moorish conversation about the word black and its true definition. I don't have that kind of time. And I want to be brutally honest with you. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit what you call you. I really don't. And if that puts me in a category of the niggas who will never make it, I'm never going to make it. I waste too much energy calling myself the Hebrew intellectual sunlight, divine God who's sovereign on the land of the Moorish dish. I don't give a shit about none of that. I'm a nigga's nigga. That's it.
Oh, man.
I just got to keep it a beam.
Somebody's grandmother got upset just now.
Well, I hope Shanny Mae, or whatever, don't be mad. I just don't have time for any of that superficial shit. I don't. You know, people go their whole lives trying to define this and define that. If it ain't going to get me into conscious heaven, then. Because there has to be a conscious heaven.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
You can go to Christian heaven. You can go to Islamic heaven, get your 40 virgins. It's got to be a conscious heaven where they, Hotep, welcome. You've made it.
Well, yeah. Boxing First Vlog, we don't talk about that at all on this channel because once we're into that and then it's the blank.
Yeah, we don't do none of that
the
here,
blank, bro. Blanks and
we
then,
don't, listen, you should know better. Stop trying to poke the bear.
Yeah.
We don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
We are father and son having a great conversation and you are privy to our conversation.
Yeah, that's what we talk about.
This ain't a cooking show where we're limited to talk about cooking. This ain't a finance show where we're limited about. We just talk about whatever we want to talk about. We appreciate you being here, sharing this with us, and hopefully you can have these conversations with your kids and friends, and we're not bound by any of that shit. I ain't bound by the sovereign laws of the Morris Temple 12, none of that shit. None of that shit.
Somebody said, what do you think about University of Central Florida using the QR codes on the jerseys? Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
So was that just for the spring game, or is that going to be a thing? Because like while the game is playing, it's a lot happening. You're not going to be able to.
Right. Side note, with those QR codes, when you go into these places now, they got the scammers putting their own QR codes over the originals. And when you scan it, they steal all your information.
Oh,
that's the new hustle.
God damn.
Now, everybody, listen, that's the new hustle. So be careful. Now, if you go to a restaurant, you can kind of feel the sign long as it ain't a sticker. Because restaurants are doing that now. They're not bringing out menus.
Yeah.
They're saying, you know, hit the code and the menu will always be in your phone and things of that nature. But if you just...
Goodness.
Yeah. They just put them stickers.
Did you ever heard about that company Toro?
Yes.
Where you can rent your car out to people or something?
They're stealing your parts.
They're stealing car parts.
They're stealing your car parts now.
God.
So you rent your car out through Toro. Some people rent it. They take the parts off your car that they need. Put your joint back on the street.
Yeah.
Everybody has got a hustle.
Yeah.
This whole thing is a hustle.
We talked about the Pfizer docs like a month ago.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, but they keep bringing out new docs.
They keep bringing out new pieces of the docs. More people are... uncovering like the redacted parts of it, like, you know, from the studies and how harmful they actually were, like the how much research wasn't done before they actually rushed to approve them and things like that. So yeah,
my man Z May said he want to go to conscious heaven too. Yeah,
what do I think the Hurricanes record is going to be? I was just talking to Eli just now about that. I think either this year, definitely next year, they're gonna have a playoff season. But they got a lot of like 4- and 5-star recruits, a lot of high profile transfers that came over. Mario Cristobal is the new head coach of the Miami Hurricanes.
Okay.
Amazing recruiter, amazing offensive line coach.
Okay.
As well. He got a lot of big name offensive linemen, a lot of big name defensive linemen. The draft is happening right now and a lot of D linemen are being picked up. Because teams are starting to really kind of just understand, like, that's kind of where you build the team out, offensive line, defensive line.
Yeah,
you build
it
out that way. So, yeah.
Side note, Philadelphia whipped the hell out of Toronto.
Nice.
I'm glad. 132-97 by 35 because had they lost, bro.
Doc Rivers.
Doc Rivers.
Terrible.
So I was rooting for him, and he handled his business.
That's an Elimination Game?
Yeah. Okay. They done.
Yeah, it's good. Good.
They're done. And Phoenix and Pelicans are in the course.
Yes, Leslie said 1984. They had a ministry that literally deleted news out of. Yes. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Leslie, you heard I'm hiring you, so be on standby.
Somebody said Malcolm Debo Samuels. We were talking to Jets, maybe.
Who did he go to?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we thought maybe the Jets would pull it off.
They got
give up the 10th pick and a few other picks. We'll see how that works. That's me and Eli will cover that next week. Orlando Brown came out again calling him Auntie Diddy, explaining he saw artists doing things on Diddy. Well, if you ain't got receipts.
Yeah. Then, we've heard, especially with these type of rumors.
Yeah, we've heard so much. But if you ain't got receipts, bro, and they labeling you a little off yourself, because that's how they do that, you know how that go.
Malcolm, what has Dot taught you to build besides your mind? Credit. You were definitely big on building my credit.
Yes.
From like young.
Yes.
We spoke about the Hassan Campbell Whack 100 stuff too.
We did.
We got two shows, man. We do two shows, Monday and Thursday.
Yeah, Monday and Thursday. We cover a lot of stuff. Again, like I said, don't overthink what we cover. We cover news.
Yeah.
Whatever's going on, we don't go heavy hood with the gossip because we don't want to be considered a gossip network or whatever. But we do. We get into it.
Yeah. And with that being said, guys.
Yeah.
We appreciate y'all. We love y'all.
We do.
Get to like, share, and subscribe.
And give Odyssey a hand.
Give Odyssey a hand. She's been holding it down.
Good job.
She's been holding it down.
Good job. And Mama Dot, we hope you're proud of us. We kept this thing.
We didn't burn anything down.
We ain't burned nothing down.
Okay.
Kept everything up and running the way you like it. We ain't moved nothing around. It's going to be exactly the way you left it when we see you.
You guys still watch Hotel-ish? I don't know what that is. What's that? You watch
I don't know what
okay.
that is.
If you want to send us any videos and stuff like that, you can just DM it to us on Twitter, UrbanX_NYC. If you want our ebook on how to build a family business, hit the description below or visit www.urbanx.nyc.
We got a lot of free stuff happening.
We have a free training happening. You can sign up in the description below. If you're listening right now, just go to your description. It'll be in the link below as well.
Yep.
Don't forget, visit shopurbanx.com, get some of these threads. Sign up for our text messages at 917-810-3077. And guys, we out, man.
Peace. We're out. Peace. We're going to see you next week.
Love you. Later.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.